This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The University of Colorado Boulder announced the spring 2022 semester will begin with remote learning for all classes due to the Marshall Fire. Classes will resume in person on January 24th. CU Boulder also said move-in for residence halls in Bear Creek has been delayed and will now take place January 21st through the 23rd. All incoming students will need to schedule a move-in appointment, and more information will be provided to students in an email next week. The Pueblo Sheriff's Office is searching for 52-year-old Joseph Hurst, who was reported missing Thursday. According to the Sheriff's Office, Hurst left his home in Pueblo West for a walk Wednesday morning and never returned. Hurst was last seen wearing a bright yellow hoodie and dark jogger pants. The PCSO says he's accustomed to taking long walks, sometimes to the reservoir. More than 500 homes have been destroyed by the Marshall Fire. Officials say it is a very early estimate, and he wouldn't be surprised if that number climbs to 1,000 homes. Two people are missing and hundreds of homes have been lost, but there are no reported casualties after that devastating wildfire tore through the towns of Superior and Louisville on Thursday. Downed power lines are not the cause of the Marshall Fire. Crews are still investigating. Well, if you live in Colorado Springs, your final utility bill of 2021 likely gave you a case of sticker shock. Both natural gas and electricity rates are especially high. However, Colorado Springs Utilities this week says it expects two rate decreases in the next few months. CSU also wanted to remind customers that extremely cold temperatures, like the ones expected this weekend, tend to drive up utility bills as well. Lowering a thermostat a few degrees and limiting the use of major gas and electric appliances could save homeowners a lot of money. Former Broncos head coach Dan Reeves has died at 77. According to our news partners at 9 News, Reeves passed away Friday night. He was surrounded by his wife of 56 years and other family members. His family says he died from complications with dementia. He led the Denver Broncos to 3 Super Bowls in the 1980s. He was a member of the team's Ring of Fame. Instead of serving a 110-year prison sentence for causing a fatal chain of crashes on Interstate 70, Rogel Aguilera Medeiros is getting clemency from Governor Jared Polis and will be sentenced to 10 years in prison. Aguilera Medeiros was convinced by a jury of multiple counts of assault and vehicular homicide for the April 2019 crash that left 4 people dead, 6 injured. The sentence received prompt backlash online, with millions asking Governor Jared Polis to grant clemency. Supporters said the sentence was too harsh. According to an update from Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley, he said while the fire continues to smolder, snow moving into the area helped finish put out any of the remaining flames. On Friday night, Pelley confirmed 2 people were missing. The sheriff did not say where the 2 people were missing from or give any information about their identities. The world's population is projected to be 7.8 billion people on New Year's Day in 2022, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. That represents an increase of 74 million people, or a 0.9% growth rate from New Year's Day 2021.
Well, happy Sunday. It is a very cold start to the day here in Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Temperatures have dropped into the negative teens and 20s this morning, and the wind chills have been even colder than that. Under a lot of sunshine, we're going to warm up today. It's going to be really nice. Highs are going to be back in the 40s. That's going to help melt a lot of the snow and ice that's kind of stuck up on the roads. We're going to have warm and mild temperatures continuing through Monday and Tuesday, but our next weather system not going to be moving in until Wednesday. That could bring another round of cold and maybe some light snow to the area. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy Stein.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.